Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. 1 week from today, ladies, just 1 week, and it will be Thanksgiving Day. That's when you do your stuff on the kitchen range, but good. And that's when women who are smart are especially particular to the kind of poultry that always turns out right. Kroger's poultry. You see, Kroger's poultry is naturally plumper and juicier and more tender. It has that real country fresh flavor. So, of course, it turns out better when you cook it. Yes, ma'am. Whatever kind of Kroger poultry you choose, a duck, a chicken, a goose, or a turkey, you'll say it's the best bird in town. And after you've cooked it, your family will just plain cheer. Now take those famous four-point blue ribbon turkeys. These super turkeys are the aristocrats of the poultry kingdom. They come out of the oven all crispy brown on the outside, firm-fleshed, plump, and juicy on the inside. And while they're cooking, the aroma will make your mouth water. Now that's not just an accident. Four-point blue ribbon turkeys are raised in the best turkey-raising areas by experienced turkey growers. Then they're scientifically fed to make them plump and juicy and tender. Next, they're expertly dressed, the way you do it yourself. And finally, the ones that reach your Kroger store are specially chosen to please hard-to-please folks like you. Just you order a four-point blue ribbon turkey and see. Remember, only your Kroger store has them. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Impressed by his recently acquired friendship with the wealthy Madeline Dodge, Freddie Lang has turned completely against Penny Gibbs, whom only a few days ago he claimed to love. Hurt by Freddie's unwarranted cruelty, Penny is telling Freddie's uncle, Professor Rogers, all about it.
I don't want you to think that this is just a simple case of tattling, Professor Rogers, but when I first saw Freddie with Madeline Dodge, I knew the effect it was going to have on him.
But it happened a great deal sooner than you thought it would, Miss Gibbs, huh?
Yes, it did.
Well, first of all, tell me, who is this Madeline Dodge?
Madeline Dodge is a very beautiful young woman, about 22 or 23 years old,
uh-huh.
who has so much money and time, she doesn't know how to spend either one. And she...
That's quite enough, Miss Gibbs. That tells me all I need to know. Freddie thinks he's made a successful conquest into what we laughingly call the upper brackets of society, huh?
Mm-hmm. He's definitely proud of himself.
And just overlooks the fact that he has to use her money to pay his bills, of course.
No, that's where things aren't running true to form, Professor Rogers. Freddie isn't taking a cent from her.
No?
No. On the date they had the other night, he took her to Mike's.
Well, what's that?
It's an old shack out on the West Road.
Oh. And the wealthy Madeline Dodge spent the evening there?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Because it was the best Freddie could afford.
Oh. Well, there are two answers to why she allowed that. She might have liked the adventure of dipping down to Freddie's level for a moment, or she might honestly have admired Freddie's spirit in not taking money from her and went to Mike so she wouldn't hurt his feelings.
Professor Rogers, what I hear about Madeline Dodge, she doesn't consider other people's feelings.
Well, let's not pass judgments on people by what we hear.
I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. That wasn't the right thing to say.
Well, right or wrong, it isn't important alongside of what Freddie said to you. I'm ashamed of him.
You should be ashamed of me, Professor.
Well, why of you?
Because you warned me about Freddie a long time ago. You said I'd do everything I could for him, but someday he suddenly turned against me. If I'd taken your warning, Freddie wouldn't have hurt me last night.
Well, you handled him with kindness, and what did you get in return? A slap in the face.
Freddie's going to be sorry for that someday. Look, I didn't want to tell you about Freddie to complain about what happened to me. I just thought that you ought to know what he's doing so that you can get to him before it's too late. He's obviously not going to be interested in talking to me about much of anything anymore.
Oh, don't worry. I'll talk to him and have plenty to say, too. You can expect an apology from tomorrow or the next day.
No, don't bother about that, Professor. Just get Freddie straightened out and everything else will take care of itself. Besides, I'm putting Freddie at the bottom of my list of problems for the time being. And maybe that's just where he belongs.
Hey, this buggy of yours really rolls along, don't it, Madeline? How much dough did you say this cost your old man?
He didn't buy it for me, Freddie. I bought it for myself.
Oh, and you saved up all your pennies, huh?
Mm-hmm. No, I just wrote a check for it. I was bored that day, and I needed some excitement.
Oh.
Well, let's not talk about cars or money, though, Freddie. They both bore me.
Yeah, well, you don't know how bored you can get without them.
You don't act bored.
Well, not around you, I don't, sweetheart. I can't.
Ooh. Well, if I thought you meant that, I'd say thank you.
Well, sure I mean it.
Well, thank you.
It's okay. Hey, look, ain't we been out together the last couple of days? Well, don't that mean that you rate kind of high with me?
Well, is it very difficult to rate high with you, Mr. Lang?
It sure is. Listen, I don't know if it... Hey, did that have the makings of a dirty crack?
I'm afraid it was slightly tinged with sarcasm, Freddie. I'm sorry. Slept out before I realized what I was saying. Forgive me, will you?
Well, okay. I know you don't mean no harm when you say something wrong to me. You know, I kind of laugh when I think of what Gibbsy accused you of, though.
Gibbsy?
Yeah, Penny Gibbs. You know, the dame who owns the joint where I live.
Oh, yes. She accused me of something?
Yeah.
Well, why?
Of going out with me for laughs. How do you like that, huh?
I don't like it at all.
I didn't think you would. How do you figure a dame like Gibbsy, anyway? Actually saying that you'd bum around with me for a couple of nights in a row just to make fun of me, when you can go out with any guy in the country if you want?
Well, Freddie, you are good for laughs, but not the kind your Miss Gibbs is thinking of. She must have a rather poor opinion of me.
Oh, she's just jealous,
that's all. Of me? I don't know why she should be.
Well, you got everything that she ain't got, including me.
Oh. Oh, so that's it, is it?
Uh-huh.
You and Miss Gibbs are, well, shall we say, more than just friends?
Nah, we ain't nothing. I'm through with that dame. She's too stuck up for me.
Oh, you mean she turned you down?
Heck no. You know, I didn't even get the chance to get turned down.
Was that bad?
Wasn't good.
So you've taken up with me where you had to leave off with her.
Oh, nah, Madeline, now, I don't even put you in the same class with her. Well, you're different. I don't put you in the same thoughts with her. You know, you just don't mix.
My, you sound terribly serious.
What's the matter? You scared of being serious?
I don't know, Freddie. I don't think I've ever been too serious about anything in my life.
Well, it's about time you started.
Well, some other time, perhaps. Not this evening. Let's go somewhere and have some fun.
On what? Look, all I got's about 35 cents tonight.
Well, I have some money.
You're going to keep that money, too. We can go any way you want and have some fun if you want to. But when we get the 35 cents worth, we stop.
With nothing left over for the waiter.
No. We'll go someplace where they don't got no waiters. Hey, look, I got an idea. We ain't so far from Gibbsy's house now. Why don't we go over there?
Oh, no. I don't think we ought to do that, Freddie. Miss Gibbs may not be in the mood for company.
Oh, she's got company already. Prof. Rogers.
Professor Rogers, you mean?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Well, who's he?
Well, for one thing, he's me uncle. And for another thing, I think the Gibbsy sort of goes for him.
Oh.
And for another thing, he's a college professor. And for one more thing, he used to be a federal agent.
Say, do you mean Stuart Rogers?
Yeah, that's the guy. You know him?
No, but I've heard of him, and I've read all about him.
Well, I hope you don't believe everything you read. You know, he ain't so hot.
No?
No.
He sounds awfully interesting on paper.
Well, so what? I can figure to be a millionaire on paper. What I got in my pocket,
35
though.
Cents.
That's right, 35 cents. Look, come on, let's go on over to Gibbsy's house. I think you ought to get a good look at it, too. It'll show you how come I go for you the way I do.
Oh, no, Freddie, we shouldn't.
Who says so?
Well, it just isn't the thing to do. If you stop and telephone first,
oh,
then maybe
that's
you'll...
too much bother. And anyhow, Gibbsy's so dumb, she won't even know that we're doing the wrong thing. But just bust in and say hello. What'd you say?
Aunt... You having more coffee, too, Miss Gibbs?
No, thanks. I don't think I will just now, Professor Rogers.
Uh-huh.
Here, help yourself to sugar.
Oh, thanks. I will.
Go on about Suzanne.
Well, where was I?
Well, you were saying that you... Oh, the doorbell. Excuse me a minute.
Oh, of course. If you're expecting other company, Miss Gibbs, I can leave.
No, I'm not expecting anyone. Anyhow, you'll do no such thing.
Hi, Gibbsy.
Oh, well, Freddie, come in.
Yeah, sure, oh. I will. Hey, Gibbsy, I got some company with me, too. Madeline, I want you to meet Penny Gibbs.
How do you do?
Gibbsy, meet Madeline Dodge.
How do you do? Oh, well, come in, won't you, Miss Dodge?
Thank you. I do hope you'll forgive us, Miss Gibbs. I begged Freddie to telephone, but he...
Oh, that's all right. I understand. Close the door, will you, Freddie?
Yeah, sure.
Professor Rogers and I are just having some coffee, Miss Dodd. Would you like some?
Oh, no, thank you, Miss Gibbs. We were only staying a moment.
Oh, the heck we are, Madeline. Look, take off your coat and relax. Gibbsy's going to scare us all up some nice grub. Ain't that right, Gibbsy?
Well, yes, of course, if Miss Dodd...
Oh, no, hey, no, see what please, I mean? Miss Gibbs. This is terribly embarrassing. I shouldn't have let Freddie talk me into this.
Freddie seems to have a way of talking people into most everything.
Well, if you excuse me, Miss Dodge, this is Professor Stuart Rogers. Professor Rogers, Miss Dodge.
Oh.
How do you do?
Hi, Bob.
Miss Dodge.
Well, Professor Rogers is everything the paper said about him, isn't he?
Oh, not everything, I hope.
I think so. This is a pleasant surprise. I didn't expect to meet the famous Stuart Rogers this evening. I should have...
Hey, what do you mean you didn't figure to meet him, Madeline? I told you he was here, didn't I?
Oh, Freddie, you shouldn't have said that.
Why, sure I should have. Yeah, Gibbsy here always told me to tell the truth.
Freddie. Look, why don't you sit down and stay a while, Miss Dodge?
Well, Miss Gibbs, if you really don't mind,
I'd no, please do. Now that there are four of us here, maybe we can have a party.
Yeah, fat chance Madeline will have having a good time around this place. Unless it's maybe for laughs, huh, Madeline?
I'm sure I don't know what you mean, Freddie.
I'm sure I do. We'll forget about it for the moment. Professor, will you entertain Miss Dodge? I'll see what we have in the icebox.
Oh, why, of course.
Hey, now, look, wait a minute. If anybody shows Madeline a good time around here, it's going to be me.
Freddie, I'm sure you can do a better job of it, too.
Well, how can you be sure until you've tried, Professor Rogers?
Hey, what is this?
It's time to see what's in the icebox, Freddie. I think you better come out to the kitchen with me.
What for, Gibbsy?
Because I need your help.
Oh, no, a lot of help I am in the kitchen.
Why, Freddie, I thought you were good at everything.
Yeah, I am. And one of them's keeping an eye on you.
I'm sure I'll be quite safe with the professor.
What say we all go out in the kitchen?
Oh, no, Professor. Too many people in one kitchen is confusing. I'm sure they can get along quite well enough without us.
Come on, Freddie. This party was your idea, you know. Now, let's see what you can do to make it a success.
Oh, this party was my idea, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just one more thing that I don't like about it.
Well, Madeline Dodge is obviously interested in Professor Rogers. How is Freddie going to take this? And if Penny is as interested in the professor as she appears, will there be trouble between Penny and Madeline? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. With Thanksgiving only 1 week off, here's good news for you ladies who like to prove that your family is right when they say, Mom cooks the best bird of anybody. Because you know that no matter how good a cook you are, if the bird you put into your oven isn't perfect, it's not going to come out of your oven perfect. Listen closely now. Your Kroger store has the best birds in town. Yes, that's a fact that you can prove in your own oven. They're plumper when they come from your Kroger store. Plumper, more tender, juicier, better tasting, and with that real country fresh flavor. For instance, famous four-point blue ribbon turkeys are better four ways. They're raised in the best turkey raising areas by master turkey growers. Then, they're expertly, scientifically fed to make their flesh firm and plentiful and melt in your mouth tender. Next, they're dressed with all the painstaking care you'd give to dressing a prize bird. And the ones that finally reach your Kroger store are specially selected to delight hard-to-please folks like you. Order a four-point blue ribbon turkey at your Kroger store now. Now, your local announcer.